Instead of legislators, the bill would give nonpartisan employees of the Legislative Reference Bureau a blank slate to draw the maps every 10 years. They would be explicitly prohibited from considering politics or a legislator's home address when they draw district lines. Instead, they'd focus on making the districts compact and equal in population. Wausau Democratic Representative Manny Wright says it would remove partisan politics from the redistricting process.
By passing the legislation, we as elected officials can prove to the voters of Wisconsin that we want the fairest elections possible and that we have voters' best interests in mind, not our own.
Last session, with Republicans in control of all arms of state government, they drew maps of their choosing, giving them an electoral edge for the next decade. Wisconsin Common Cause's Jay Heck says he has no doubts Democrats would have done the same thing had they been in charge. But Heck says now's not the time for recrimination.
The fact that we're looking at 2021 as when this will be in place gives the legislature time to work on this. But they have to do it now, because with each passing day towards the next redistricting process, incumbents become more and more entrenched and worried about what those lines may look like.
The plan faces an uphill battle with Republicans still in control of the legislature and the governor's office. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposes the measure. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.